Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking Indianola Boys Track with head coach Matt Oliver. And coach, as we're speaking Friday, getting ready for Jim Duncan on Saturday, but overall I think a really good start for Indianola Boys Track, right?
Yeah, it's been a really good start to the season in a lot of different ways. We've had really good weather, and with that we haven't missed any meets and have had a lot of opportunities to really put some nice things together here as we kind of build up for Drake. So it's been a good time so far. Been proud of the kids.
I think the team, not necessarily a surprise, but a little bit deeper than last year, and a lot of guys stepping up in a lot of different areas, not just having that one athlete go out there and score you a bunch of points. You're seeing it really in a bunch of different ways, right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, from our shot put to our 3,200 and our distance guys, we've got a lot of kids, a lot of young kids, as well as some veterans that are stepping up and really proving themselves on the varsity level. So we've been pleased with that. And it's not just one or two events. It's really, out of the 19 events, we've got quite a few of them that we feel really, really good about so far.
Talk to me about the throws with Aiden Curtis and Lathan McDaniel and of course other guys in there, but those are the two leaders for the team right now. It just feels like almost, if not an automatic 20, then pretty close to it as far as points, and that's just a really good thing to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you go to track meet, a lot of people never happen out to the rings, and for our team, that's where a lot of the points come from. We have what I believe to be, and I'll tell anybody that'll listen, the best throws coaching staff in the state. With our shot and our disc, with Lathan McDaniel and Aiden Curtis and Owen Cameron and Riley the Friends and Will Whalen and really a bunch of guys. But we've got several kids that we think are going to have a nice showing at Drake, and then hopefully at the state meet as well. And so, like you said, we score plenty of points in our running events, but it's always nice when you see those throwing points come in, because they really bolster our team.
And a very young, I think, sprinting class, and you're never quite sure how sophomores and juniors are going to develop, you know, as the season goes on. It feels like they make leaps and bounds, but Nick Bradley, Rylan Hilton in the 100, and then added a couple other guys in the shorter other sprints, but it feels like a very young group that can, if not this year, but mold into some point scorers over the next year or two.
Yeah, for sure. In our sprinting events, we're still trying to kind of get that figured out. Who are 4x1 guys? Who are our open 200 guys? I mean, it's the two guys you mentioned there, they're kind of our front runners, but we have 4, 5, 6 guys after that we're going to try to run in some opens and see what they can do, and then try to put together some pretty decent relays as we head towards the end of the year. So that group has done a really nice job. Coach Kluver, the sprint coach, works those guys really well, and he always gets nice results out of them. So excited to see what really the second half of the season holds for that young sprinter group.
I feel like a lot of athletes, especially on the boys' side of things, haven't hit those blue standards, but you still feel very strong about getting a lot of guys to Drake and some of those guys getting their first action, as this airs today at Jim Duncan. But talk about some of those guys being just under the blue standard but still expecting to go make an impact over at Drake.
Yeah, with the 17 events that the high school boys have at Drake, we feel really good about – oh, more than a handful. You know, we've got our discus and our shot put and our high jump that we really feel have a good shot of getting in. We think our 4x8, our 1600, our 800, I mean, 4x2, 4x4, there are a lot of them that haven't hit that blue standard, but man, we feel really good about what they've done so far, and we really think at this point we have three meets next week and then this one tomorrow at Jim Duncan. We feel like if we perform well, we're going to be pretty solid in most of those events.
Well, last question before we let you go here, Coach. As always, it's been seeing the top competition, and I know a lot of coaches want to peak at the right time, but when you see the teams that you're seeing, the Class 4A big school teams, the Ankeny, the Waukee Northwest, it's good to have that barometer of where you're at. And right now, I know the goal is to get guys at Drake. The goal is to win conference and then move on to qualifying and beyond. But it feels like Indianola is matching up with those state teams, right?
Yeah, it does. And we've seen several of the powerhouses are the kind of the top dogs already this year. And we feel like we compete really well with them. We've won, three or four meets so far. And that's without trying to win you know, trying to score points. Nobody's really trying to score team points, but we feel really, really good about what we've done so far, but also realize that we're a program that's geared towards peaking in those 3 weeks in May where it's really, really important to be at our best. So we're confident we're on our way to do that, to doing that, and we're having a lot of fun right now.
And Eudola head boys track coach Matt Oliver. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.
We'll have more after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.